Time now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small. Los Angeles Times reporter Ruben Vives won a Pulitzer Prize for his investigation into government corruption in the California town of Bell. It led to multiple convictions and big changes to government throughout the state. But before the Pulitzer, Vives was living in this country illegally, and he had no idea.
I was born in a small town called Mazatenango in Guatemala. When I was a year old, my parents decided to leave me behind, and they decided to come to the United States of America. My grandmother raised me for a few years, and then when I was five, I was brought to the U.S. This whole entire time up to starting my freshman year in high school, I had no idea that I was undocumented, all of my documentation had expired. We had an immigration lawyer that we were paying to get this documentation going for me, and it was an attorney just basically scamming my mother for money and not really doing any of the work. My mother was working as a housekeeper for Sean Hubler. She was a columnist for the LA Times. It wasn't until when I was 17 years old that my mother finally said, you know, you're undocumented, you're not here in this country legally. And she told Sean Hubler that, and at the time, Sean knew an immigration lawyer who she had done a story and had befriended and went to him for help, and he immediately started helping us. If it wasn't for Sean Hubler and the immigration lawyer that she knew, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. To this day, I wonder whether I would have acted differently had my mother or my parents told me early on, like, you're undocumented, so you have to be careful what you do. And instead, I was like this kid running around with a skateboard, you know. Cops pulling us over and saying, like, you can't be skateboarding here. And, you know, this whole time I just like, oh my God, I could have got deported. Sean Hubler had asked me, you know, would you like to work at the LA Times, do a summer gig there? And I said, yeah, that'd be great. I started as an editorial assistant, but I got to see all of the great writers. So I started tagging along with them, and just the compassion that went behind reporting their stories and the passion to get the truth, it affected me a lot. And I thought, this is what I want to do. I want to make a difference like these reporters. It was my big break. The idea that my name is on that byline of that story, it means a lot to me, because I'm leaving my footprint behind, and sort of this is what I set out to do, just make something out of myself for the sake of my mother, who worked really hard to get me here, you know, for the people who took a chance on me, like Sean Hubler and the paper, the LA Times itself. Every time I try to push myself to do the best that I can for the sake of these people, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have had that big break.
That's LA Times reporter Ruben Vives. You don't have to win a Pulitzer to have a big break. Email us your story at mybigbreak@npr.org, and we might just put you on the air.